You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Star of the day, star of the day, it is the star of the day. Star of the day, star of the day, it is the star of the day. Star of the day, star of the day, it is the star of the day. Star of the day, star of the day, it is the star of the day.
That was truly disturbing.
That was my limited fake Chris Cody dancing in the studio.
He's like the
he's got a lot of shoulders.
The wacky inflatable guy.
The shoulders is really all I have.
Al Harrington's wacky inflatable guy.
Wacky inflatable and something tube man.
Yeah.
Jess actually did the thing where you end and your arm is hanging, and then you do that with the way your arm is
like a robot
dangling from the elbow. Yeah. Woof.
I've never said
I think
was a good dancer.
You would think that my stat of the day today would be about something about opening day.
Yeah.
But we have plenty of time for baseball stats.
Plenty of time.
Folks. 6 months. We got 6 months of baseball stats coming. And I've been meaning to do this for a while. And Jeremy Taché is in the room. So I feel like I should give this one now.
Oh, boy.
On the season, Bam Adebayo, who I've been hearing from this shipping container all year, defensive player of the year candidate, Bam Adebayo. 61 block shots this year. 6 foot 4 inch tall Celtics guard Derek White, 71 block shots this year.
That doesn't make sense.
It's all about the
elite shot blocker.
Contest.
Amin can tell you he's an elite shot blocker. Also, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has more block shots this year than Bam Adebayo. What happened to the block shot? Is it just because everybody's taking threes, I guess?
The last block that I remember anymore. Was a pretty good block by Bam on a certain Jason Tatum.
Oh,
that's the last block that I remember.
How many years
that
ago was
last
that at
block?
This point?
How many years ago?
Yeah.
Unimportant. Jeremy, stay strong.
Irrelevant.
Yeah.
That's next question.
Wow.
There you go. Attaboy. That's how you navigate.
Tatum was a rookie or something. God's sake.
Mike, what do you think?
He's only 19 years old.
What is the worst opening day in all of sports? I nominate basketball. It just doesn't like I feel like if the Magic start 1-0, I don't think anything.
But
if the Marlins start 1-0, I'm excited.
Oh boy, here we go. You know what I'll say about opening days is in general, the NBA does a better job of putting exciting matchups on key days. Like Shohei Ohtani opened his season, the most exciting player in the sport by a factor of 12, opened his season in front of like 4,000 people in Oakland and no one watched it. Like that, the MLB is terrible about that stuff. The, like NBA has Christmas Day and they have like key matchups that they put on key days. Like the Major League Baseball doesn't care at all. They never plan that stuff. They would do themselves a favor to start the Angels in New York against the Yankees and have Ohtani against Judge, but they just never do it. It's ridiculous.
Hold on. I want to get back to Chris's opening days, the worst opening days.
What's up?
The NBA has an opening week. We don't do opening day. We have an opening week.
To its detriment.
Really?
Because they don't have a good opening day.
Well, the opening day is always
good. If you have seven, you don't have one.
The opening day is always good. The first day is always a TNT game, and it's two games. It's a doubleheader, and it's always two really good games. Usually the defending champ against a team that really gave him a hard time.
But maybe it's just because I grew up playing baseball and stuff, but there's just something about, like, a feeling I get with baseball opening day. Like, I've been to
because
a first
they sell
heat
it.
Game. I've been to the first heat game of a season, and it's, like, exciting, but it's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just me because I'm a baseball guy.
It's just
there's
you.
Just something because, about just baseball on opening day. It's just, I'll I'm tell getting you what goosebumps, it is. Just literally getting goosebumps thinking about
baseball,
it.
Baseball. All the teams play on opening day, right? Whereas football and basketball, it's like opening night is like a marquee game. And then everybody else opens it. So, like you say, oh, when the Heat start 1-0, because a lot of times they're not playing on opening day. They're playing like on Thursday or Wednesday or whatever.
You should change that. Every team should play, and we should do it on like a multi-view TV spectacle rotating around the country.
No, but like, I don't, to be Orlando, Detroit, I don't care. Play. Go ahead. Let me know what it was.
That's the case in baseball too. Like, there's a bunch of teams that you don't care about. It's still fun that everyone's playing.
Like
a game.
The Angels.
It's still
and
fun
the
that you can like pop around and like see all the every team and like you can inhale baseball slowly over the course of the day in a way that's exciting. Like football is pretty fun because it's usually the Super Bowl champion raises a banner. Like that's exciting. Same with the NBA on Thursday night or whatever, but
they always
like,
lose. The NBA team that wins the previous year, I feel like always loses
opening night. Yep, they get shellacked to it.
The best opening is March Madness opening, and I don't think there's a debate for.
Oh, that's strong.
Oh,
that's pretty
good call.
First day that Thursday of March Madness, we have 17 games, 14 different things. Like, it's great.
That's exciting.
They're started like you're watching the first games, and like the scores for the next chunk of games start coming up. The screen. And you're like, it's better. I'm going to switch over there
because this is what the exciting thing is.
Providence is leading.
They stagger the starts.
Furman did what?
They stagger the starts. And so you're watching, to Mike's point, all of a sudden you see a score like, what? And so then you flip to that. And then there's a break in the action. And Greg Gumbel will be like, we'll take you to, the Southeast region.
Oral Roberts just hit a big three.
Yeah, like, that's definitely a great day. But
Oral Roberts.
I'm gonna it's so push much better back. Than opening day for baseball.
I'm going to push back on the technicality, though. Technically.
It's not opening day.
Opening day is the first four in Dayton, which... Yep. Like I said, man, I don't count that as a tournament, but y'all seem to do, so here we go. Here we are.
No, not y'all. Them.
Them. The haters.
That doesn't count. That's not, the first four is nothing.
Thank you.
The GAC.
Thank you. What other sports have a great... Oh, World Cup opening day is pretty good.
Oh, always.
World Cup is a good call. Yeah.
That is a good call.
You only get every 4 years.
Except usually the host country's playing, and they tend to not be the strongest team, unless it's like in Germany.
Or Brazil.
Yeah, that's true. That was a good one. Yeah.
Next time.
What happened to them, by the
way? What happens next time? That's a good question.
Australia?
No, next time it's USA, Mexico,
Canada. I was talking
about
the Women's World Cup this summer.
Mm, pardon me.
Do they both get to play on opening day?
So the last time we had a shared World Cup on the men's side was South Korea and Japan.
Japan, yeah.
And so what happened was one of them got opening day, the other one got the final. That's how they split it. But when you spread it on three countries... Now we got a problem, I think.
What if they all draw the same group?
No, they won't. They put them in.
There's also 48 teams, so maybe there's some. Maybe they're going to completely change the way that
like
the
a triple header.
I don't want to change the World Cup format. I like it how it is.
No
hot take.
You know what, man? It's funny because I remember when it was 24 teams, and then when it went to 32, like, so we're letting everybody in. That was a thing, man. I'm all right with it.
But pretty soon it's going to be 64 and there will be a first four.
Yeah. The first four in the World Cup. I like that.
It's going to suck. They can't resist that. Everything has to like grow and expand, and like the tournaments have to get bigger, more TV time, more games, more money.
Inventory.
Like,
inventory. Yeah. That's the name of the game.